Good morning, brothers and sisters. This is Brother Wilmer with the Morning Devotional. My number is 484-919-8850. Matthew 5:21-26. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of judgment. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of counsel. But whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother has aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Agree with thine adversary quickly, whilst thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out of thence, till thou hast paid the uttermost farthing. This morning, I would just like to take another look here at these verses here, looking at how Jesus said that he did not come to take away the law, but to fulfill it. And to fulfill the law is to walk in the law the way that the Lord our God had seen it to begin with. The Pharisees and scribes in their days, they knew the words, but they because of hardness of heart or hypocrisy that hardened their hearts, they were not able to walk it out. Here, I believe he's talking about relationships. I believe it's much better for us to go through life with peace with all men as much as it is possible. And according to Scripture, it is not always possible, so I'm not here this morning to put guilt on anyone, but I still think that if our hearts are conditioned by Christ and that our heart is right before the Lord, it's going to be a lot easier for us to have good relationships. And I think we will be able to live healthier lives physically if we keep our relationships clear as much as possible. Here this morning, I'm guessing that some of you are very familiar with these words and that you have thoughts according to what you see here, and I have no problem with that. This morning, I would like to stretch us maybe, or to remind us, or to get us to look at these verses in a way that I would like to present here this morning. Like I said, I believe there's probably more than one lesson that can be taken out of here. But I'd just like to, something that's just become clear to me here, I'd like to share with you all. He starts in saying that ye have heard that it was said unto them of all time, Thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of judgment. Sometimes when we sometimes in the days that we live in and the way that we speak and the way that we have our language today, it makes it a little hard to understand what he was really saying. So I'd like to present something here this morning the way I see it. He's saying here that whosoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of judgment. For what I'm seeing here, I think it could almost be seen better if it would be written in a different way here. Seems like it's written somewhat backward. But if we go down, if we go to verse 23, it says, therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother has aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way, first be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. I would just like to suggest here that sometimes we realize that there are people that were offended by us. And there are times when it's a little hard to know how to walk that out. But here it's saying, if thou bring thy gift to the altar. Here, I believe it may be suggesting, or I'd like to make a suggestion here, is so here we are before the altar. We are the, let's say we are the mature one. We are the spiritual one. We're before the altar, and we have something to offer. Through our maturity, through our life in Christ, and yes, it gives us a picture here of maybe we being more spiritual than the other brother. But it's making a suggestion here. It's saying even though that we are the spiritual one or we are the most mature one, if we remember that there's someone that's holding something against us, we are to leave the gift before the altar. In other words, we're to lay aside this whole thing that we are more spiritual or we have something to offer, and we are to be reconciled with our brother. And to bring reconciliation can be hard at times. I imagine you've found that out as well as I have, and to humble ourselves. But I've found that if we have a heart that's conditioned, that's free and conditioned by our Father, by the Lord Jesus Christ, it is much easier to come to an offended brother and to repair a relationship. I think it's a place in Proverbs where it talks about that it's easier to take a city than to repair a relationship with an offended brother. So, according to that, we understand that this is not the easiest thing to do, but to encourage one another to get before the Lord and to have our hearts conditioned and then to walk in peace with those. Now, what would that have to do with being angry at your brother? I believe if we come before a brother and there's an anger there. We're upset and frustrated that this relationship is where it's at. I think it's just really hard. And a lot of times the hole that a relationship is in will only get deeper if we go in anger or if we go in a way where we are looking down on our brother. But I have found that when I have a meeting before me, or I'm to sit down with a brother or even someone that I don't call a brother, and I find myself getting tense and uptight. If I get before the Lord and have my heart conditioned, the meeting turns out entirely different than what it would have if I would have gone into the meeting all tense and uptight. Then there's another angle to look here. It says, agree with an adversary quickly. The enemy goes about us in the day that we live in as a roaring lion. He's looking to see whom he can devour, and many times he will bring someone into our life, and it looks like this person has something against us. This person is really has something against us and would like to tell us something. And there are times when the Lord speaks to us through a brother, but there's also many times where Satan speaks through another person at us, trying to destroy us. And here it says, agree with an adversary quickly whilst thou art in the way with him. I found out that if it is truly a brother that comes to me with something in my life, and he's a true brother, I can take that, and even though I might not be able to see it, I can take it and ponder on it and bring it before the Lord in prayer. And many times am able through that to see what, or at least see in part what that brother saw. And if it's a brother or someone that's not a brother, and the enemy is coming through that person to me as an adversary, many times the enemy, the Satan, the devil, comes to us with half-truth. And then when he comes accusing us, a lot of times it's only half-truth. But we need to remember that it's half-truth. Many times if we are able to see what's going on, the enemy only exposes something that we really needed to see. But a lot of times it'll be half true. And if we start arguing at that time with the person that the enemy is using to get into our life, a lot of times through arguing and trying to defend ourselves and trying to prove our point only gets us deeper into the hole. Here again, I find that if a person comes to me, and even if his intentions weren't all that great, I have no reason to get angry at this brother. It says, for I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause, we should not to be angry at a brother that's been offended by us. And neither should we be angry at a brother that comes to us and through his weakness, the adversary, the devil, was able to come at us through this brother. That is not enough reason for us to get angry. If our hearts are conditioned by what Jesus has done on the cross for us and before our Father by being in his presence, we will be able to, in a neat way, accept or to win what needs to be won in relationships and to accept what needs to be accepted in relationships. And we can learn through those things, and because of those things, we can our lives can improve, and we can walk in peace, and many times walk a healthier walk physically as well. I am not in any way here this morning trying to bring in here that we should take the accusations of the devil, because those type of accusations can drive us down, which is not good at all. This is not what the scripture is trying to say. I believe that God sees it much better for us, much healthier, to have peace with all men as much as possible. If it's in our power to do so, to have peace, this does not mean that we have to be driven back to and fro by every whim and doctrine. It does not mean that everything that comes down the line is actually true. But I believe it's talking about a meek and gentle spirit, which a meek and gentle spirit does not mean that it's a weak spirit. I think it's being able to have a relationship with those around us, even though they don't walk in perfectness, and to be able to oversee that without losing our footage, our walk in the Lord. So I just bless you in that this morning. I bless you and wish a peace for you, for us all here today, as we walk in the ways of our Father, which are still the best ways for us. God bless you all.